Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily episode 2501. Are you sure about that? How to Cure Ignorance by Alain Massicotte of freetopursue.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. We're going to jump right into today's article as we optimize your life. Are you sure about that? How to Cure Ignorance by Alain Massicotte of freetopursue.com. I'm ignorant, and I'm okay with that. But it doesn't mean that I don't try to be a little less so every day. Our knowledge, skills, abilities, and experience are tested all day long with every decision we make and in every conversation we have with others. Well, they are tested unless we tend to do the same things every day or week or month, thereby exposing ourselves to the same type of information with the same types of conversations over and over again with the same people, like the movie Groundhog Day. And because knowledge, skills, abilities, and experience differ greatly from one person to the next, we experience the world in a unique way, and still would even if we were living predetermined cookie-cutter lives, as does Jim Carrey's character in The Truman Show. I'm not just talking about cultural, gender, income, and age differences. I'm talking about differences in our level of awareness, context, understanding, ignorance. In one word, differences in contextual stupidity. Many stories have been written and movies made about ignorance and stupidity and cluelessness because it's something we're exposed to regularly. We can relate to these stories on many levels. Mostly, though, thanks to illusory superiority, we witness it in other people. Newsflash, to others, we are the other people. Here's the thing, unfortunately, we don't know what we don't know, and that makes us all ignorant on countless fronts. It stinks, but it's true. The key to our lack of awareness regarding our own stupidity is that there's an inverse correlation between knowing much about something, a topic, a field, a skill, or ability, and our perceived competence relative to it. Driving is usually a favorite among examples to, pardon the pun, drive the point home. An inordinate number of drivers think they're above average, rating themselves as 7 to 10 on average, which is, of course, impossible. It goes without saying that we can't be good at everything. We're all stupid to a certain extent about virtually everything. However, what can make the greatest difference in how we go about our day-to-day is whether we're aware of it or not. The cure for ignorance. Now that we've established that we're all comfortably sitting somewhere on the ignorance continuum when it comes to anything and everything, from being totally clueless to achieving mastery, I want to offer some comfort. Though there's no cure for ignorance overall, there are some things we can do to manage or mitigate the negative effects associated with cluelessness. We can be aware of it, seek to reduce it in the areas that matter most to our lives, and stay curious and open about as much as possible. Here's more on each of these points to help us lead better, more enlightened lives. Number one, be aware of it. We can think of the whole of our personal knowledge and understanding as a circle. Everything inside it is what we know and understand, and everything outside it we're ignorant of. The more we learn and experience, the more this circle grows in size. What matters most isn't just what's inside the circle, but its effect on the circle's circumference. The larger the circle, the more we know, but at the same time, the more we're aware of what we don't. As we learn and grow, as we experience new things, thoughts, and ideas, we come to realize the extent of what we don't know. And unsettling as it is, it grows exponentially. The more we learn, the greater our understanding of still having much to learn, along with the realization that we can never know it all. This epiphany makes it easier for us to admit our ignorance with responses such as, "I don't know, I'm not sure, and I've never heard of that." A regular glimpse into the vastness of our ignorance is nothing if not sobering. Being aware of our ignorance is powerful. It makes us stop and consider whether we really know enough about something to make a decision or to offer advice. It makes us appreciate that there are subject matter experts, mentors, and advisors out there, and that we should seek their counsel when making an important decision. An additional benefit of awareness is that we become more cautious around people who are too confident about their knowledge on any given topic. We grow more watchful around people who never seem to say, "I don't know," or "I'm not sure." Number two, seek to reduce ignorance in the areas that matter most to our lives. We won't all be astrophysicists. There's simply no way to know it all. Given this impossibility, we can still invest our time in the areas that matter most to us. If we carefully consider our goals, we can identify what we want to learn most and focus on that for a time. Areas could include professional development, like knowledge, skills, and abilities, personal interests, relating to or understanding others, and relating to or understanding ourselves. We can accomplish this learning via a number of means: classes, seminars and webinars, tutorials, books, magazines, websites and blogs, mentors, coaches, friends and family, colleagues, observation and practice, etc. If anything, learning about anything and everything is more accessible to us than any other time in history. Understanding more about what we care about most is sure to make us better versions of ourselves. We become better at fulfilling our purpose, better family members, and happier people and better citizens in general, because the more we're exposed to new information, the more patience we have for ourselves and others. And as we realize we don't know it all, we don't expect others to either. And number three, stay curious and open about as much as possible. Actively reducing our ignorance in the areas that matter most to us is one thing, but there's more to it than that. Increasing our openness to new ideas and being more curious in general is a good thing. Not only do we learn and experience in unexpected ways, but we increase our exposure to greater unknowns and discover things we enjoy or want more of that we wouldn't have come across otherwise. We're also more willing to expose ourselves to contrarian or alternate points of view that make us more empathetic and understanding of differences. Best of all, the more we explore, the more we want to explore. Exploring increases our fascination about the world around us. It's a second childhood of sorts. Becoming increasingly curious can even make us wonder why we bothered to leave our childlike fascination behind in the first place. Why do we do that? I'll have a look into it. You just listened to the post titled, "Are You Sure About That? How to Cure Ignorance?" by Alain Massicotte of freetopursue.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal,
code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you to Alain. I think she says something that really needs to be said in this day and age when, quote unquote, knowledge is right at our fingertips, just one Google search away. We can all think we have all the answers based on our extremely limited view of reality, and I'm no exception. Despite having read somewhere around 2,500 articles about positivity to you, there is tons I can learn, and that's an area where I'm well-read. Imagine an area where I'm not. Trivia, for example, if you set me down in front of the TV for an episode of Jeopardy, I'm lucky enough to get one of those right, if I'm being honest. Do I care though? Nope. As Alain said, awareness first and then seek to reduce it in areas where it matters most. That's where it matters most. Trivia to me matters at like a 1 out of 10. Yes, you then don't want to be on my team if we play trivia games, but hey, again, I don't care. I'd much rather learn something new about the person that I'm on a team with than about some random fact that I'll likely forget in a couple of hours. Now, that said, she does talk about staying curious and open as much as possible, and I do agree, because the moment we start to shut everything down, things that we disagree with or that doesn't perfectly fit with our current view of reality, well, the more we shut down, both in terms of ourselves, but also to those around us. I might be preaching to the choir here as you're listening right now, learning something new with me every day. So with that, thank you for being here and listening. Really appreciate you learning along with me. Wouldn't be able to do it without you, so it means a lot that you're here. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back for the Thursday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.